remember all this to them. Kosharabina. Sivanga, what must do? Shuklan Baba. Yeah. Da ist wirklich keine andere. Nein, auf Deutsch kann ich nicht lächeln, wenn so viele Englisch. Naja, was machen wir denn mit Schuklerbar? Aber der will das natürlich auch hören. Uwe, du kannst noch nicht übersetzen. Versuch, du musst auch mal. Weil Tribanga, das ist für einen Mann so, das ist eine Zumutung, wenn man dann. Bitte, weil du wirst aber interessiert am Thema sein. Ich weiß es nicht. Einfach nicht spekulieren, Uwe. Einfach alles so tun, wie man es hört. Nicht? Lieber schweigen als spekulieren. Upavanitam described Chata Vidura Nishamya after hearing Ajita Vada glorification of the Supreme Lord. Satkatam, transcendental message, Prabhritha, enhanced, Bhavaha, ecstasies, Ashru, of tears, Kala, by particles, Akulaha, overwhelmed, Munehe, of the great sage, Sadhara, captured, Mudna, by the head, Chadanam, the lotus feet, Kreda, by the heart, Ade, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation, my dear King, in this way, after hearing the transcendental messages of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees from the great sage Maitreya, Vidura was overwhelmed with ecstasy. With tears in his eyes, he immediately fell down at the lotus feet of his guru, his spiritual master. He then fixed the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the core of his heart. Perfect. This is a sign of associating with great devotees. A devotee takes instructions from a liberated soul and is thus overwhelmed by ecstasy from transcendental pleasure. Normal? This is a sign of association with great devotees. A devotee takes instructions from a liberated soul and is thus overwhelmed by ecstasy from transcendental pleasure. As stated by Prahlad Maharaj, Naishang Matista Maduru Klamangrim Sprishya Tyanata Bhagamo Yadata Maya Sampara Rajobhishekam Nishkinchananam Navinita Yavat. Vielleicht kann jemand mal den siebten Kanto wiederholen in Englisch da. Yes, genau. One cannot become a perfect devotee of the Lord without having touched the lotus feet of a great devotee. One who has nothing to do with this material world is called Nishkinchana. The process of self-realization and the path home back to Godhead means surrendering to the bona fide spiritual master and taking the dust of his lotus feet on one's head. Thus one advances on the path of transcendental realization. Vidura had this relationship with Maitreya and he attained the result. The results. It is very interesting to note what Vidura says in the next verse. In this verse, we find how he falls down with tears in his eyes before the lotus feet of his spiritual master, and upon having done so, fix the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the core of his heart. After surrender, in other words, he had an ecstatic, transcendental, pleasurable experience of Krishna. So in the next verse, he begins to talk, and let us hear what he says. So yam adya mahayogin bhavata karunatmana dashitas tamasa paro yatrakin chanago hare. Sri Vidura said, O great mystic, O greatest of all devotees, by your causeless mercy, I have been shown the path of liberation from this world of darkness. By following this path, a person liberated from the material world can return home back to Godhead. So he thanks him. Let's hear that purpose. This material world is called tamaha, dark, and the spiritual world is called light. The Vedas enjoin that everyone should try to get out of the darkness and go to the kingdom of light. Information of that kingdom of light can be attained through the mercy of a self-realized soul. One also has to get rid of all material desires. And as soon as one frees himself from material desires and associates with a liberated person, the path back home, back to Godhead, is so clear. Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatya Dizatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Radha Nivasahi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mari, Mantuko Sharavino Parvanitam Chatani Shamyajita Vara Sakatam Pravrita Bhavo Shrukala Kulo Munir Tadhara Mukna Charanam Hrida Hare. Translation, my dear king, in this way, after hearing the transcendental messages of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees from the great sage Maitreya, Vidura was overwhelmed with ecstasy. With tears in his eyes, he immediately fell down at the lotus feet of his guru, his spiritual master. He then fixed the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the core of his heart. Srila Prabhupada, in explaining this verse, chooses to quote the seventh canto where Prahlad Maharaj describes his realization, how one can come to Krishna consciousness. How is it possible? Let us first focus a little bit on this question. It is described that there are two kinds of souls, the Nitya Vadas, the eternally bound, and the Nitya Siddhas, the eternally freed. Now, the question is, how can an eternally bound soul come into the category of the eternally freed? As you notice, the word nitya, eternal, is used in both cases. conditioned state and the free state. So how you can from go from one eternal to the other eternal? This is really a question. It is not something selbstverständlich, something which is easy to be understood. There is a very nice bridge between the two. It is called Kripa, mercy. By divine mercy, it is possible. Now, how do you obtain this divine mercy? This has been explained by Prahlad Maharaj. Naisam matista vaduru kramangrim sprisyatyanata pagamo yadata ma iyasam parayarajo vishekam. Vishekam means be like abhishek. Niskinchananam yavrinitayavar. Unless, here's the translation, unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely freed from material contaminations, persons very much inclined toward materialistic life cannot be attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, who is glorified for his uncommon activities. Only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord in this way can one, in this way means through the connection of the niskinchana, the devotee who has nothing to do with this material world, only by taking shelter in this way can one be freed from material contamination. So it is really a great subject which we discussed this morning. In the Vedas, the conditioned soul is described as I shatandram uru damnibada. Uru damnibada. It is the conditioned soul is bound by ropes. These ropes are naturally not made out of any material which can be cut with the scissors or with a knife or with any other endeavor which we are able to master or which we are able to bring up. These ropes, these gunas, are so strong that no one on his own is able to cut them. It is simply not possible. These ropes also don't disappear by time. You know, you could say, well, the conditioned soul is eternal, so everything is vanishing. Even the iron will sometimes in the future fall into dust. So, no, the conditioning will never stop. There needs to be a divine invention. Krishna actually needs to write us in his Kripa Patra. Do you know what this is? Kripa, we all know. Mercy. Patra means register of mercy. Register is, see, when you are born, you are registered in a, say, in Heidelberg. If you are born in Heidelberg, then the Heidelberger birth office writes down our name. And we stay in that for a long, long time, for hundreds of years. So our name has also been entered in a register, in Maya's register. There we are, this picture. this is not the right way to say. You know what I want to express. There is no mistake. It's us, you know, no one else who is in the Maya Patra. So, This means eternally bound. We want to come into the Krishna Patra. And that is a Kripa Patra. It means that Hare Krishna, Hare Govinda Prabhu. It means that we are candidates for Krishna's mercy. And with the power of His divine mercy, only Maya will just cross our names out, and we will be put into another register. Now this only works through a devotee. Krishna's mercy in this world becomes manifested through devotees. His kripa follows the mercy of a devotee. This is how he chooses to distribute his mercy. It would be wrong to expect Krishna to walk into our temple and give us, shower his mercy over. This expectation, this will not happen in this way. It will happen if we become connected to a devotee. Now, Prahlad Maharaj, he is, of course, a very intense devotee. He very intensely speaks of this by saying, by telling how we should approach a devotee. He says we should rub the dust over our body and make an abhishek. We should approach him, in other words, in a very humble way. This is such a nice way of explaining it. And there is, of course, a reason. Water flows from up to down. Also, mercy will flow only if we become humble, if we give ourselves under the care of a devotee, not if we try to influence let's manipulate him with our desires. The ideal way is to become dasosmi, I am your servant, to come in that position of life. Because then the mercy can flow easily from up to down. But if we remain puffed up, like in this one lecture, Prabhupada answered a question. There was a man in the lecture, he said, I never want to go down, he said like this, this man. I never ever want to go down. No, this is not what I want to do. So Prabhupada said, you will be forced to go down. Better you go down voluntarily so that you can be saved. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, it is described to all of us how it is so important to receive the mercy of a spiritual master and what that mercy really is. And this brings us now into a subject matter which I have been lecturing about in several temples where I was traveling the last 2 weeks, and I think the subject is so very, very important that you please give your best of attention and try to understand it deeply. All devotees who come in contact with the transcendental process experience at one stage that their old anattas are making it very difficult for them to surrender to this process. Material desires wake up in the heart, the relationship with devotees becomes strenuous, if not sometimes even difficult, and the taste is not so present as it used to be. At that time, usually they go to devotees and reveal their minds, and the devotees give them a process. They usually ask the the young devotee who experienced difficulties to engage in the process of purification according to the person, and they also might change the service so that it is easier to again fix one's mind on a new perspective, etc., etc., etc. However, reformation or a change is really only possible by one factor which I want to introduce today to you. A permanent cure is only possible by this one factor. We may try so many ways, and we as devotees might try to engage the younger devotees in so many ways, but only if this one thing is understood by the devotee, then really he or she can be helped on a permanent level. And this point goes deep, deep down to the very, to our very conditioning, I would say. It's like this. You cannot pressure your mind for a long time. It's simply not possible. It is simply not possible. Hare Krishna Ram. Yes, please. Hare Krishna. It is simply not possible to pressure the mind for a long time. You cannot always tell, but I must do this, I must do it, I must hear this, I must do this, then I also must. How long can you control pressure yourself like this? Let us use an example. We all, our bodies and minds need a certain amount of sleep. Sometimes it is not possible to find that sleep or undisturbed sleep, and we can pressure ourselves. We can go for 4 days, maybe with only 4 hours of sleep. It depends how strong you are mentally. There were devotees in the beginning of our Krishna conscious life who sometimes would not sleep at all. The older Prabhupada disciples, all of them can tell you stories how they sometimes went without sleep for 2 days or so. We were extremely enthusiastic. By then it was possible. But then, after 2 or 3 days, you can well imagine what happened. The devotees had to take a longer rest and catch up. So this is also what happens when you pressure yourself in any field, not only in the field of sleep, in the field of your life. If you're constantly doing only something under pressure, you won't be able to succeed. You may be able to do it for 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, and then your everything will fall down, so to say, and you will be forced to act. Krishna describes this in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, all conditioned souls are forced to act helplessly under their natures. What good can repression do? He says it has no value. May have value for a little time, but what good can it do? Now at this stage, I hear the scream of the Mataji heart. Yes, now he is saying it. We must marry. We can't repress this. Maybe for 3 days, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. And then it is no longer possible. Or we hear the scream from the heart of the musician. Or the artist. Yes, now he said it. I want to go on and play and compose certain melodies for Krishna. It's now only sankirtan, 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 preaching, 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 pot washing, pot washing, pot washing, cleaning, 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 and that's all. How, And now we have said that I can't suppress it. I have to let it out. The urge for the art, der Kunsttrieb muss raus. Or anyone could say, like, anyone has his own desires, his own nature, which he feels he has to engage and let it out. Now let us look a little bit on this subject matter. Because certainly we all feel there's truth in it, but another side tells us if there would be a way to overcome this conditioning, yes, that would be so much nicer. And every devotee who comes to Krishna consciousness, this has been seen over the years. I can tell you from my own experience of talking to devotees that devotees are in a dilemma here, because intuitively they know, I didn't join this movement to just act according to my nature. I wanted to transcend. I heard the call of Krishna and I wanted to leave society, friendship and love and my own conditioning. That was the beginning of my Krishna consciousness. Now there are some who say it's not possible, and there are some who say it is possible. And today you will hear a lecture how it could be possible. If you do not want to hear this, please, it is not for you what comes now. You could leave and eat or take a rest maybe. Follow your natures. So here in the shlokas, in the verses we heard, if you take full shelter under the lotus feet, if you take an abhishek of the dust, in other words, you have to be intense. that is a kind of condition. Then, you experience Sprishyatyanatar Gama, the disappearance of unwanted things, of anattas. Now let me try to explain how this works, because it sounds a little theoretical, and the subject remains on the theoretical platform and not fully understood. It doesn't help us so much, because our doubts remain deep within the heart. How does it work if I roll myself in the dust of the lotus feet and then I become free of anatta? Is it mystical? What mystical process happens? We might ask ourselves this question. I remember when I was a very young devotee, and the devotees had heard this shloka. So we came to Prabhupada's room. And before the room, there were his shoes. And the devotees just went like touching the shoe on the head. And I must say, I liked everything. And I also said, please put it on my head. But I thought, well, this is a little extreme. I mean, what good will come out of this? And I said, no. And I asked him, well, are you a little exaggerating now? Übertreibt ihr es nicht ein bisschen? And they said, no, there is a shloka. And they also said, there are three substances which one must honor. It's the dust of the lotus feet of the devotee, it's the water which has washed his feet, and it are the remnants which come from his foodstuffs. And then I once saw how one devotee, Prabhupada, had taken an orange and sucked it. You know how he just took this orange and went like, I could never do this. Not an orange like this. I could go for the sweet, which is untouched, but not like this with an orange. So I think it's a relevant question which comes up. How does this submission to the devotee actually help? And there is a very deep explanation why this helps. It appears in the verse Satang Prasanga Mama Virya Sangvidhu Do Vavanti Hitkana Rasayana. You hear this word? Rasa means taste. Rasayana Tata. And this shloka, it is explained what happens if one has association with a devotee. And this, of course, means one should have the right kind of association. What happens is that three things are coming into our heart. Shraddha, rati, bhakti, anukramishyati. It means, first of all, faith comes. Now, if you look at the Sanskrit for faith, it means shraddha, heart. The heart means shra, and da means to give. Shraddha, in other words, means to give one's heart. Faith means to give one's heart. So this is the first thing which happens. When we hear from devotees, especially when they say and talk about the divine couple, Radha Krishna, we become so attracted. Our heart flows there. We give our heart. We feel that the love coming up, or let us say affection, or even let us be realistic and talk only of the very first stages. Attraction comes. Shraddha, rati, this is explained. Rati means actually attraction. It can be weak and it can be very strong. Shraddha, rati, and then bhakti, devotion comes. These three things come if we associate with the Vaishnava, but we have to hear. It is described in Krishna Lila how the cows would hear the vibration of Krishna's flute. They would put their ears up like cups. Cups, you understand? Becher. So that the liquid of the flute, I mean, Krishna's flute sound, you have to understand, it's not just like some sound of this world, some, you don't really know, it's waves, I think, in the air, who move the particles of the air. Luftteilchen or what? Luftteilchen. Luftteilchen. The air particles. Is there a word for this? Air particles? Leon, you have studied music? No? Luftmoleküle. Yeah, this is how you say it? Air molecules. And then they are pushed. In other words, here I'm pushing the air here now. And then the molecules are pushed until finally they reach your membranes, yes, and then it vibrates, and then the nerves transferring that vibration into some part of the brain. That's what we mean, sound vibration. So, Krishna's flute, I mean, it's totally different. It has a magical effect on all moving things. They stop. Even the Yamuna stops. And sometimes it just moves upwards. It just goes the other direction. Because the water from downstreams also wants to be where the flute is. So then said, ooh, I missed it, you know. I run past it, you know. It goes returning. So, It is a flute which there Krishna plays in five scales, when he, each of the scale he does something. There's one when he hits a certain tonage, the water stops and so on. I forgot just now. And when he hits a certain tonage, the gopis all come running because they hear that and so on. Now. So the cows, they are so eager to drink this nectar of Krishna's flute that their ears go like whoop. And they just keep it inside. So this is also how we have to hear if we want something to happen in the association of you. You have to really think, what does it mean now? We have to deeply consider the subject matter from all angles of vision. And we have to want to follow whatever instructions we can glean, we can get. At that time, we will see how much faith we will all of a sudden get. Devotees all have this experience. They obtained a difficult instruction, and they just said, okay, I surrender to this instruction now. It's difficult to do, but anyways, I can ask more and I can find out more, but when it's clear to me, then I just will follow that instruction, and when they do so, something wonderful happens in their life. They all of a sudden become amazed. Ooh, it really works. Wonderful. See, this is what happens if one really concentrates or dives into the instructions of the... There is another power. This is what I want to explain. But the most important thing now, and with this point I want to end, this is really my point today, is what has been expressed in the later parts of this verse from the third canto. Shraddha bhakti, shraddha rati bhakti anugrameshati. We become attracted to Krishna. We described a dilemma. The dilemma was that we want to surrender, we honestly want to do it actually, and we want to be free of our material conditionings, but it is so difficult. This was the dilemma which we are in. And we were describing how Krishna tells us that we can't repress our natures, conditioned natures. Yes, what he says it very well. What good can repression do? It's in the third chapter. But it is very easy to change if you experience love in the heart. Yuba, I think it is love. If you experience that, it is extremely easy. It is sisi go ni dai ki dai. Then actually it is possible. Because by attraction or love, the heart is automatically drawn. This is discussed also in the seventh canto, where Prahlad Maharaj was asked, How did you become a devotee? His classmates asked him. I mean, this is a good question. Prahlad Maharaj was never seen to have any association with a devotee. He was born in a very demoniac family. Very demoniac family. I mean, his father did things we don't even want to describe it. He was surrounded by only demons. Only demons, only as a, but heavy demons, not just some Kali Yuglink, some weak-minded, neurotic, but real demons. So the question was, how did you become a devotee? How is this possible? And Prahlad answered, you know what? Didn't have to work for this at all. No pressure. He said, I'm automatically drawn to Krishna. I can't help it. In the seventh canto, Prahlad's exalted nature is described. Govinda Parirambita, it says, he was constantly embraced by Govinda. Yes, within the heart. His point is, let us remain on our level. His point is he is automatically drawn. He gives the example of a magnet, which is automatically drawn towards the iron. Have you ever seen that these magnets, you put a little iron before, they go, clutch. It is going so spontaneously. So our minds will be automatically drawn to Krishna if we go on a little adventure. If we begin to understand that our mission in this life is to develop love for Krishna, And if we approach a devotee like this, we should approach like this our spiritual master, please help me to engage in Krishna, in Radha Krishna service. This is a prayer of a devotee. And if he goes to this in this way to the spiritual master, his life will be successful. If he goes to the spiritual master to help him arrange his conditioned nature, it won't be very easy. Because at one stage, the spiritual master will have to say, surrender. You follow what I want to say? Sometimes we come to our spiritual master in this song, "Oh Lord, give me a Mercedes Benz." You might remember this song. We come to get our conditioned desires. Now, it is described in several pieces in the Bhagavatam. I found two places already, and I want to find more, where it said that the great souls, if they are really merciful, they will never allow their dependents to take the poison of material life. They will never do that. And sometimes, therefore, very difficult. Therefore, when we look for a spiritual master, we must find a person where we can surrender to. Not the person who smiles the best, and so on and so forth. It is that person who will give us the drink of love. Like Krishna says, this fool, he says to someone who approaches him with material desires, this fool, he is not so experienced. He always comes again and again. He will come again and again. But I'm experienced, Krishna says. I'm experienced. I will not give him that, but I will give him that which makes him more and more attached to me. Our whole drama, so to say, the whole drama of human life, drama, I should not say. The whole, let me say, it's my daughter. I have to find the word in German what I want to say, then I can translate it maybe into English. I don't know. The whole matter of human life. Die ganze Angelegenheit ist Menschen, Lebens als Devotee. I have not yet found the word, but it doesn't matter. I think you all know what I mean. Purpose, yes, purpose maybe. Das ganze Sinn und Zweck, genau. Sinn und Zweck. Der ganze Sinn und Zweck. The whole purpose of human life really is that we will transfer our attachment to Krishna. Sooner or later. The best is sooner because we are in Kali Yuga and it's a dangerous age. It's a dangerous age to live according to our conditional nature. It's just too dangerous. We don't know where we go. So, and it will be possible, this is now the important point here, if we train our attachment to Krishna, if we really become attracted to Krishna, and the only thing we have to do is really hear. And I want to end my class. One can complete the 9 processes, this is from Madhya Lila, one can complete the 9 processes of devotional service simply by chanting the holy name. One does not have to undergo initiation even, or execute the activities required before initiation. One simply has to vibrate the holy name with his lips. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says this. Thus, even a man in the lowest class, like me, can be delivered. The lowest class in the sense that we did very degraded activities in terms of Vedic civilization. We ate even the cow, most probably. Rindfleisch, as it does in Deutschland. Thus, even a man in the lowest class can be delivered by chanting the holy soul. So now, please hear what happens. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, you have to have some faith in this, that by chanting really my rounds, by really begging the holy name, you must beg the holy name to be allowed to taste the nectar. Oh, by doing this, you must have faith that all your problems can be solved. Well, we might say, well, this is a difficult thing to believe. I mean, it's very difficult to put one's faith in this, but why not? Krishna is identical with his name. Vacha and Vachaka, Nama or Namni, are the same. So, but the holy name is more merciful because it appears always in the world. It is said, with such faith and belief, one may begin a life of Krishna consciousness, but an ordinary person cannot chant the holy name of Krishna with such faith. In the Harinam Chintamani, it is said, if you don't have this faith, then you must chant 24 hours around. 24 hours around. You must beg the holy name. See, this is the means Mahaprabhu has given to us. Now you must say, but I must sleep. 24, I will be crazy if I don't sleep. My private neurosis will come out and he will be mad. The thing is, yes, 6 hours, this is explained in the thing. And then chant. Now, all of you who go to Mayapur, please try one thing. I hear some devotees will go to Mayapur. Sit down in the holy dam where no one is around and just chant. Try chanting 64 rounds. You will see you're not the same person any longer. Can I have my word on it? If you are the same person afterwards, I will give you 1,400 marks. That's exactly the amount which you need to make another journey. Well, this is an offer, isn't it? So anyways, this was a lot of subject matter. Hope you think about this deeply. Don't let it just run by. The important point was just you have to get attraction to Krishna. That was really the point of this lecture. If everything else is too much information to hold and to remember. If you remember that, that's all right. That's the important thing. Hare Krishna. Do you have some questions regarding this? Tribhanga Babu? I thought you would have a question.
Danke.
Past 10 years. Just didn't work. This is a very nice question. This question was put not long ago by in another context. It was one bhakta in Prague met a fallen Prabhupada disciple, whom I know personally as a very good friend of mine. And he asked, and this Prabhupada disciple, he met this young bhakta, full of sparkling fire in the eyes, you know. And he just watched him for an hour distributing books. And then the Prabhupada, then this bhakta went to him and said, "Do you also want to have a book?" "Well, I have them all. The whole set, full set." "Full set? Really?" "Yes, I also was like you," said the Prabhupada disciple. Just was watching almost with tears in his eyes, this young enthusiastic bhakta experiencing so much taste in the service of Krishna. "I also was like you, but I'm no longer like you." So then the bhakta began to preach to him, said, "Yes, but that means you didn't change your rounds. You know, you didn't get up in the morning, only sleeping and eating, you know, and you most probably didn't control your emotions at one stage. It just went whoa to something, you know, you entangled yourself." "Yes," said the Prabhupada disciple, "you're right, but I tried. I honestly tried. I gave my best. Now I know him very well. He's just a wonderful person. He was a good character, intelligent. He is now a very successful businessman. He could buy us a huge temple in, I don't know, I have to contact him now." have to really find him. So, just wonder if you would see him. I mean, just that's such a nice person. All the Matajis would immediately fall in love with him because he looks so beautiful. He's a handsome, strong, and good character man, interesting and everything. So why didn't he make it? I'm convinced that he will return. I mean, this is not Krishna says whoever starts the process, he will continue after a long time. Krishna actually deals with this subject very much, and he gives the answer, and that it comes in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna there puts a question more or less like you. What if it? He continues your question. Maybe it's not your question, but it has something to do with your question. He said, "What is the future of someone who doesn't make it spiritually? Isn't he like a cloud, rent apart? And he's not at home in neither of the spheres. Weder im materiellen Leben ist er zu Hause noch im spirituellen." And the answer is, Krishna says, no, one who does good is never overcome by evil. And he explains how this is so. He says that if he was practicing for a short time Krishna consciousness, he will be elevated to the higher planetary systems and experience the fulfillment of many of his desires. I mean, they can never be fully fulfilled, but they can be more fulfilled on the heavenly planets, like music. What you can hear here about music is not nearly as wonderful and as elaborate as what is going on in the higher heavenly planets. So if he practices Krishna consciousness for a short time, he will go there. Now if he practices Krishna consciousness for a long time, he will be he goes there and then returns into a good family where he takes up the practice of his previous devotee existence. Or if he has an accident after a long time in Krishna consciousness, he will be immediately born in the family of yogis or brahmanas and feel spontaneously attracted to Krishna consciousness. Never be desperate, in other words. Whatever you have done advancement, for sure, I mean, one sees you now, and saw you the first time you entered into the temple, there is a huge difference. You're glowing with advancement. But still, of course, as a devotee, one has a feeling, there are these anattas, and they are disturbing me. They are still in the heart. Now, to give the answer to both you and the Prabhupada disciple, it's really, we have to get the rasa, the taste for Krishna consciousness by hearing about Krishna. By really, first of all, we must desire this rasa. We must start with desiring this taste. We must beg for the taste. Cry. This is how Gokavinda Maharaj put it. Cry! Cry! You know. But it is described always we must beg for this. We must, then we will get it. Krishna wants to see our longing. You remember in the first canto, this is explained very nicely. In the first canto, Narada Muni has a revelation of Krishna. Do you remember this, Dibanga? He went traveling into the forest, and then he saw, he sat down, he engaged in meditation, and he saw actually Vishnu. Then Vishnu disappeared. He was not there any longer. And then he heard a voice. Now, I'm sorry, the voice said, in this life you won't see me again. What? No, you won't see me again. But I'm doing this to you to increase your longing. It's called in Sanskrit Utkanta. Tomorrow morning I will speak a little about Utkanta. Was ist? Ist gerade nicht da. So. So, yes, it is like this. You may not have understood that your really chance is the holy name. You may not have fully understood and cultivated the understanding. You should read Harinam Chintamani. It is now in English available. This Harinam Chintamani, really, to everyone who read it, it really made a change. It made a change in my Krishna consciousness when I read it 2 years ago. 2 or 3 years even. My book is a Shadow of Harinam Chintamani, but the real thing, I mean, it's an English translation. Yes, I was so impressed that even the lady Sachinandan Swami wrote a book because of it. you have not yet channeled yourself, and your feeling is a sign of advancement. It's a sign of the more advanced devotee that he understands something is wrong here with me. It's described. Even this comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. A devotee who is on the level of prema, love of Godhead, he thinks that no prema. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how does he say? He says, if I would have any love, I could tolerate it in this body any longer. Nothing in me. Nothing. Empty. Like this. So, even in the beginning state, if you begin to lament your fallen state, that is good. That is good. And from there it will come. I see already good fortune hovering over your head. Good future developments. No problem. This is the dynamic process of Krishna consciousness. We sometimes misunderstand. Krishna wants our longing to increase. He gives this even to the sanaka, to a devotee who is on the sana platform, this longing of, if I think of me, and if I think of the mucus and the tissue, I see no difference. Anyways, I know that several of you might have questions at this stage, and because it is a deep subject, which has to do with every one of us, but it's already 5 minutes to 9 o'clock, and I'm very sorry, I have so much service to do today. Come tomorrow, reserve your questions for tomorrow, because I will talk on the same subject. It will be a little bit more intense only tomorrow. So you can keep your questions and put them tomorrow. I will just make it short, and then we can have time for more questions. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srisi Gaura Nitai ki jai.